Guardian to manufacture charges against Menkheris for crimes that had never taken place. Rajedev was no stranger to bending the law to suit his own purposes. It was something he'd done even before he had become a member of the powerful vampire ruling council. His old enemy might relish the upcoming confrontation and all the bloody collateral damage it would doubtless involve before one of them emerged a victor, but Menkheris would end this before it started. It rather pleased him to imagine the frustration Rajedev would feel at being denied the opportunity to implement his elaborate plans for vengeance. So when the six ghouls pulled out their silver knives, smiling in that cruel, anticipatory way, Menkheris simply stood there. This would get bloody, but he was no stranger to blood or to pain. Both had been his companions for far longer than these ghouls could even imagine. He cast one look at the pre-dawn sky, wondering briefly if the sun shone in the afterlife. Before the sun was high, either he or the ghouls would find out. Kira walked down Ashland Avenue, the second-to-last street before hers. A sudden breeze blew her hair into her eyes. They didn't call Chicago the Windy City for nothing. She pushed stray pieces back behind her ears and shifted her heavy backpack onto her other shoulder.